This call is being recorded.
And now that you are in the astral space, let yourself now move over that ocean scene. As you look down upon the ocean, with the sunlight hitting your back of your astral body, looking down and seeing the white tips of the water of the ocean. There's a bit of a breeze and it's blowing the water so that it's creating small waves. And as you look down, you see a rowboat moving gently on the waves. And feel yourself now moving toward that boat, down toward that boat, so you're now sitting in the boat. And as you sit yourself down in the boat, feel the gentle rocking of the waves as it moves the boat. Nothing that is very strong, just gentle rocking. Then you look out and you see coming across you a solitary figure moving across the waves, walking on the water. Just as you see that, you feel the boat stop the rocking, the waves have stopped, and as if your boat now is just sitting on a pane of glass. It's so smooth. Kind of like the smoothest lake you've ever been on, where there was no breeze. There was no rocking motion whatsoever. But now this figure, as I walk closer and closer to you, I beckon you now to come toward me. Leave the boat, step out upon the water, and walk toward me. Feeling no sense of anything but calm love coming from me, as well as feeling yourself at one with the water, with the ocean. That you can match the exact vibration of the ocean, which then allows you to be able to walk upon the surface of the water. And as you come to me, I reach out my arms in a loving embrace. And as we embrace each other, feel my love and my connection with you. Feel it as this connection was always there. It's not something that is just happening now. It has always been. We have always been connected. Just as all have been connected and are connected. But now, together with me, rise up above the ocean. Rise up into the sunlit sky, higher and higher up. And notice as you do so now, you begin to take on the Merkaba around you. Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, begins to form around you. For Spirit is always there with you. Just let that surround you. Feel yourself in your Merkaba now, as if it was a small, very small ship, your own personal ship, your own personal vehicle of travel, light vehicle. And continue to rise up now, higher and higher above the Earth's atmosphere. Up, up, up. Into the solar system, through the sun, the central sun of this solar system, as you move through the gateway that is there, out into the galaxy, then as you move into the galaxy and through the central sun of the galaxy, you realize that there are billions and billions of galaxies beyond this galaxy. And within all of those galaxies, there are many solar systems within the galaxy. And all have a central sun. And all of the central suns are all connected, energetically connected, consciously connected, all the way to the central sun of the universe itself, source itself within this universe. And you feel that connection, that oneness with the universe. I am the universe. You also notice now these waves of energy that are coming from this source, going out throughout the galaxies, through all of the central suns of the galaxies. Through the central sun of this galaxy, through the solar sun, the solar system, and then down to the Earth. See it as waves and waves and waves of energy that have been coming down for many years now. That the cycle, or rather many cycles, have now come to a completion. But this one being a 26,000-year cycle that is now coming to completion. Where the universal central sun has taken an in-breath. Now, at the end of this cycle, is now breathing out. The in-breath is always a resting time, and the out-breath is always an energetic time. This is that energetic time. And these waves of energy coming to the planet, and then behind all of these waves, see one solitary wave, one pulse of energy that leads this central sun of the universe, comes down through all the galaxies, all of the solar systems, finally into this galaxy, into the solar system, and finally to the Earth. See this pulse of energy, known as the event or the changeover. This energy bringing with it a shift of consciousness that has never come before. And how this one pulse of energy can shift an entire planetary consciousness. one final event. Which then leads to the ascension of not only a planet, but of all of the people on the planet who are ready for this shift in consciousness. And visualize now what this would entail, what this would bring to life here on this planet. A life in those moments would become forever altered. Because wherever there was fear within the third dimensional illusion, this is now replaced with love and oneness. See how the world would change in the blink of an eye. How peace would reign across the planet. Take a few moments and experience this. What this would and will be like. Now let yourselves begin to drift back down in your Merkaba. If you left your Merkaba for any reason, find yourself back in it, going back down towards your physical body, merging with your physical body once again. Coming back into complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. These waves of energy that have been coming in and continue to come in and are going to continue to become stronger and stronger. And all of those sensations you have been having, those feelings, those symptoms, at times are going to increase, and at other times are going to recede. Because as these waves of energy continue to come into the planet, and come in and move into your central nervous system, it is preparing your central nervous system to be able to withstand these energies. And those that are not prepared for these energies, they are not experiencing the same symptoms because their central nervous system is not going to be able to handle these energies. So therefore, it is for many of them, it is being blocked. But for those of you those of you that are moving through this transition on the way to your ascension are taking these energies in full stride in many cases, so that you can move through this transformation that is happening within you. You are all becoming transformed. Your DNA processes are becoming reconnected again. Some of you have already reconnected one or even two strands of DNA, but it is not materialized yet within the three-dimensional system, but it shall. So you just need to continue to allow for the process to continue. If you feel these symptoms, know that that is what they are. Stomach issues, headaches, hot flashes, all of these different things that are happening. Know that this is what it is, because the energies are increasing tremendously across the planet. And as these energies continue to come in, consciousness is also increasing. As more and more are raising their vibration, and as vibrations continue to raise across the planet, those that have been warlike before, those feelings, those needs are dissipating more and more now. More and more are finding love in place of fear in their lives. Fear itself is not there for those that would feed upon it anymore, in many respects. Yes, you still hear of those times of suffering within your news, and this is so. Some are going through this. But many that are going through this is because of the contracts that they signed before entering this evolution. And they have done this to not only help themselves, but to help all of mankind to come to this full awakening. This is a time of awakening. And in order to awaken from the slumber, there has to be something that triggers that awakening. And for many now, the various news that is coming forward, whereas before it would be covered up, before it would have been shrouded in darkness, it is now coming to the light. Even those things, those terrible atrocities that are being committed upon children, upon women, the human trafficking, all of these things that people don't even want to utter those words, but yet it is coming to the light. And more this will happen, because it is creating an awakening process across the planet. And you are going to find, as these waves of energy continue to come in and continue to raise consciousness, that more of those that have been shrouded in darkness and are now being brought into the light, they will meet their karmic debt. But for those of you, it is not for you to seek that karmic debt. It is for those of you to send light and love to them as much as you can. For many have done and are doing what they are doing out of ignorance, out of not knowing. They're not in their conscious knowing state as they do some of these atrocities. And some of them can yet turn to the light. So all you can do is continue to send them light. And whatever occurs, occurs. But let that go. We are moving now into a time of great change, of an evolutionary change, which will bring many back to their gifts of spirit, their magical abilities, if you will. But this is all opening again, all coming back to your memories. For at one time you had these abilities. Your myths of magicians, of wizards, of sorcerers and sorceresses is true. And some dabbled in the dark arts and some in the white, in the light. And those of you, most of you, had these abilities. You were the wizards, the sorcerers, the sorceresses, the magicians. And those times have come and are coming fully around again. So embrace the change that is coming within you. Embrace the energies. Embrace the symptoms that come along with these energies, because they will not last for very much longer. For you are acclimating more and more fully to these energies. So let it be. Let it be. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, that all of these changes that continue to come over you and within you, you more and more fully allow for the process.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, and I believe Shoshana is standing by. No?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Then we will move right on into your question time. We do not have message. Do you have message, Shoshana?
We do not at this time.
Very good. Then we move directly into your questions, if you have any. Are there questions out there? You can unmute your phones now. Any questions? No?
Hi, sir. Could you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Great. I have a burning question that has been in my mind. And it's about the Amazon rainforest burning. And I feel there is a revelation there for all humanity. And I would like to see your perspective. I would like to hear your perspective, please. Thank you.
We did not hear your first part of that. What are you wanting a perspective on?
On the burning of the rainforest. I have the feeling there is a big revelation from Mother Nature there for us to understand something. Can you please elaborate or give your perspective?
What we can tell you is it is always bigger than what you may believe or think at a three-dimensional level. If you look at it from a larger picture,
then it certainly has purpose. And it is not always the purpose, though, that you would think. It is not that the Amazon forest is burning away and will destroy all life on the planet, as some are saying, even as they speak of the climate change and all of these things that are not as they are appearing to be. So you must always understand that there is more to the picture than what is being given by those who are giving it. But there is always the reason for everything. Just to know this. And the earth is not going to burn up, and the atmosphere is not going to burn up. Now, is there an issue there? Certainly. But that is also being looked at because it is bringing awareness. It is bringing awareness to the consciousness of the planet that the those that live within the planet and on the planet need to address these types of things to continue to keep the planet going. You are the caretakers of the planet Earth, and those of you need to do what you can to continue to care for your dear Mother Gaia. Okay? So that is what we would have to say here. Shoshana, you have anything to add?
There, may we share also our perspective with you, dear sister?
Yes. Yes, please. Thank you.
We must tell you that the message that is being given to us is that there is great wisdom in change. That all things change over time, and within that change is the message of wisdom, and it is up to the individual that is aware of this phenomena to find the wisdom in it. The planet is changing as we are changing. The planet is moving toward a complete cleansing as our bodies are moving toward a complete cleansing, as our minds and bodies move toward a complete cleansing, a complete clearing of the third dimensional challenges and programs that we find ourselves in. The planet Gaia is doing the same thing, and we must see that wisdom. She is rising above the illusion, and we must not get caught up in this illusion. That is what we have. Thank you.
Very good.
Namaste.
One who served, that is wonderful confirmation, because that's what I see. I see it as a great change in our planet that is bursting into a different level that will unify humanity. That's what I perceive, that this change is going to promote the unification of the human intention, and love will prevail. That's what I see. Thank you.
Yes, just as you yourselves are rising in vibration from all of these energies that are coming in and having these various symptoms within you that are occurring, the same thing is occurring with the Earth, with Gaia, as the vibrations within her continue to increase, and she has various symptoms as well. Volcanoes, earthquakes, fires, all of these things is part of the cleansing process. You are cleansing, she is cleansing.
Yes. Namaste.
Yes.
Namaste.
Are there any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
It's kind of along the same lines. About our Earth and just the pollutions that are existing now, as far as microplastics, air pollution, water pollution. all the scientific reports are really bad for our future. And I was just wondering, should we be concerned about this? Is it misinformation? Is it a wake-up call like what you guys were just saying? Is it real and we just need to take action? Or do we just need to hold the vision of a healthy planet? Just could you give us more information on the health of our planet and the pollution? Thank you.
What we can tell you is all of the things that are happening for a reason. Again, it is all part of the greater process here, the greater plan. So all of those things that you just described are occurring in the third dimensional illusion. But as the vibrations continue to increase, all of these things will dissipate over a period of time, and more so as the vibrations change. So the concern for these are only a concern if you remain in the three-dimensional illusion, if you remain within the matrix. If you leave the matrix, then you have no more concern of these types of things, whether it be air pollution, whether it be water pollution, whether it be any of the catastrophes that have happened, and all of these things, they will no longer be a concern for you. It is only as you remain in three-dimensional space. Okay? Shoshana?
Yes, we have something to share. May we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Yes, please.
This is a complex matter. There are those brilliant humans that know exactly what to do to clear the environment. They are present on your planet in this moment, wishing to unleash their inventions upon the planet that would clear the oceans, that would clear the air, that would create the pristine environment that the planet once enjoyed. What is missing here, as always, is consciousness. Human beings must raise their consciousness in an uplifting idea of oneness and love for all, for everything on the planet. And when this is achieved, there will no longer be pollution. The pollution occurs because man is not unified. Man is not yet united. So we would ask you to hold the vision of oneness, to hold the vision of love, and hold the vision of the highest consciousness that can be achieved in this realm, and those that can help will be moved forward to assist. That is what we wish, that all will hold that vision. Namaste.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes?
Cheryl, I have a coworker, and I've had coworkers that have migraines and really bad headaches, and ran into a man yesterday in a restaurant saying that, you know, nothing works. Is there something I can do? Are there pressure points that I can quickly access to give them relief?
Shoshana, do you wish to...
Yes, may we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Yes, beloved sister.
We would ask you first, do you wish to assist these individuals?
I do. My close coworker is pregnant. She's having a little boy, and she's having a tough time.
Has she asked for assistance?
Well, she brings it up every day, and I feel her spirit reaching out for assistance.
You must ask her if you can assist her. And if she gives you permission to assist her, then you may do so in every way, as you are a highly spiritual individual that can bring relief to many. But we must caution you that you must not interfere with another's path unless they give you permission to do so.
Right.
There is much love in your heart and much compassion for those around you. And this is uplifting in and of itself. Yet, again, we must ask you to ask them permission to assist them. And once that is given, you may proceed. Namaste.
Yes, what has held me back from assisting or even pursuing assisting is I don't want to interfere. I don't want to take on karma. But I have such a passion for healing that I do want to help.
Dear sister, you will not take on karma if permission is given. You must ask and then allow for the answer, and whatever the answer is from another is what you must accept. It is in not allowing the other to give permission, not allowing your own being to accept that which has been given, is that which creates the karma. Namaste.
We would add here that this exact scenario or situation was given in your channeling session that occurred Friday evening in your advance. And it is in your transcription, and we would suggest to you to either read it or listen to it again. And it will give you more to understand exactly what you are looking for here.
Yes, I have. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Dear sister, does our message resonate with you?
Yes.
Wonderful. Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, one who serves, it's Melinda and also Shoshana. I was thrown into a little bit of a tailspin this week by a message from the Nine through Magenta Pixie, in where they said basically that President Trump was put into office to plant some seeds, but that kind of more major revelations and major happenings were still a couple of years away. Now, I have personally been on high alert for quite a while now, and I just feel like my nervous system can't stand to be on that kind of high alert much longer. So I just need an honest assessment of, you know, the pace of things and, you know, what I need to tend to in my mundane life, because I'm like living in the expectation of you know, of my new life. But if it's still a couple years away, then I've got a couple years of mundane life still to tend with. So for the sake of my I can't even think of the word at the moment, but can you give me some idea of what exactly is the timing? Where exactly are we in the process?
We have a four-word answer for you. You ready?
Okay.
Be in the now. That is all you need to do. Be in the now. Don't live in the past. Don't live in your expectations of what the future are going to bring, but just simply be in the now. And everything will take care of itself. And understand that it is not a timing situation, as you are saying, but a vibration situation. So as the vibrations continue to increase, as consciousness continues to increase across the planet, then all things will be, in your understanding, be speeded up, you might say. And this is already occurring. Whether it is to your time frame or whatever is not the issue here. The issue is just simply to do everything you can personally for yourself to continue to raise your vibrations. Because as you raise your vibrations and therefore your consciousness, then everything else raises around you. Remember the universal mind and everything that is put into that universal mind. Up until more recently, it was the dark forces that populated the universal mind with fear, with thoughts of fear and all of these types of things, darker types of emotions and thought processes. But that is all changing now. And as this continues to change and it becomes a geometric progression over a period here, this is what is occurring. So allow it to be. Be in the now. That is what we would say. Shoshana?
If we have something to share, if we could share.
Yes, please do.
We must give the message that when one declares that he or she is living a mundane life, he or she will continue on that path. We would say that if one wishes to achieve a higher perspective and higher consciousness, one must see each moment in their lives as a magical gift, as an opportunity to see things from a much higher perspective than the average perspective. There is no mundane unless one declares it. We also must give the message that given this group and what they have been given to achieve, it is important that each stand on the sidelines and observe what is going on, rather than participate in what is going on. Simple observation will show you that it is an illusion, that it is not happening at the higher realms, that if you wish to achieve a higher consciousness, one must move past the third dimensional drama that is occurring. This is what we have. Namaste.
Okay, thank you. Thank you both.
Would there be any other questions?
Yes, one who serves. This is Lorelei and dear Shoshana. So I had such a strong draw or pull to get to Mount Shasta. I had been in my meditations, if you will, with my twin flame. I had actually kind of seen us there and felt us being there, and felt like that I was able to experience him more fully, perhaps even maybe see him in the flesh, or at least more fully experience him at Mount Shasta. I didn't make it. It was just too far of a drive for me to try to do all by myself. So I just wanted to ask you, is that true that like in a place like Mount Shasta, where the vibration is so high and the portal is there, is it possible as we raise our vibration to actually get together with some of our loved ones, so to speak, there?
It is not only possible, but probable, but it is not so much in your time frame that you are looking at. It is more, again, in a sense of vibration. As the vibrations mm-hmm. increase within you and all around you, then it becomes more beneficial for you to consider the possibility of being there. But we will add here that it is not so much the need to drive there as you are talking about now, but it will be more of a calling to you that is coming, that will be in the right moment at the right time to bring this reunion, as you are saying, about. That is what we can say to you at this point.
Wow. Wow. And are you, when you say to be there, do you mean even like to be there more permanently, like as a place to be, live kind of thing? Is that?
If you choose to do so, that is a possibility. But again, it is based on vibration and not so much time frame. That is what all of you need to move beyond, is this sense of time. Because where you are going, time does not exist as you know it now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
We can share on this.
Please.
We can share what we know about this.
Yes, please, please.
In this life, in this journey, what is prevalent here and now is to know oneself, to discover one's self. What we find from your story that you told after the advance, after the event, you found parts of yourself that you had not discovered yet. You enjoyed and unified and became one with many aspects of yourself that gave you more power to be who you are. This
yeah.
is the wish of all yourselves, including that which you call your twin flame, which is a reflection of you. As
mm-hmm.
you grow in your own power, in your own perspective, in your own love for who you are, you offer that to that which you call the twin flame, and it empowers that other self to be that. It is your journey now to continue to empower yourself and move forward, and to understand that the journey of the physical is only one aspect, that the journey of the emotional, of the mental, of the spiritual is much richer than that of the physical, and to embark on the journey of the emotional and mental and spiritual as you are doing now will enrich all of you to an exponential level. This is what we have to share with you, my dear sister. Namaste.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, it was very enriching, even not in Mount Shasta, where I was so very enriching. So thank you.
Yes.
We take one more question and then we need to release channel. Is there one more question? Very good. Then we release channel with just a simple message that do everything you can as your life continues to move along. Do everything you can to be in that now moment. Many of you tend to focus on what has happened in the past, your past history, and to at times even wallow in those memories. And also you tend to focus on what is coming, not that what is here now, but what is yet coming. And you create these amazing expectations for what is yet to come. And when it does not happen in the time frame that you are looking for, you become disconsolate, you become depressed, and those types of things. And at times you even say, I'm done with this, I do not want to continue on. But if you continue to focus on being in the now moment, then all of those other things pale in comparison to this. You will not have to be concerned about holding on to those things from the past, and you will not have to be concerned about what is yet to come in your future. Because if you live in that now moment and continue to do everything you can to the best of your ability within that now moment, then your future is certainly assured for yourselves.
Yes.
We do you have final message?
We hope that what has been given during this discourse has assisted all in understanding that there is only now. There is nothing else. Namaste.
Yes. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.